I've had so many past traumatic experiences with bad dental work. I just was like, this is crazy. What am I thinking?
After having his own doubts about getting dental implants, especially the kind where you get your permanent teeth just 24 hours after surgery, Dennis is here to break down the biggest objections that he wrestled with.
I didn't want to go without my teeth for 6 months or a year.
And now that it's been almost 3 years, were any of his concerns actually valid? Let's find out. All right, Dennis, let's start with objection number one when it comes to getting dental implants. I've heard horror stories about dental implants. So is this something that you had experienced too? And if so, why did you end up moving forward with dental implants?
It's tough because, I mean, I lost my teeth when I was 17, so like 1985, 84. And so for me, all the work that was needed to be done on my mouth was horror stories. So anything I had to do was a horror story. Bridges, everything, you know, and I had extreme PTSD with dentists because of all that and all the work I've had to have done. I think I started doing a little bit of research about it, like getting one implant and maybe that can anchor the, you know, just trying to piece it together and not really knowing about the all on fours. And, you know, I just kind of hear it here and there. But as soon as I started a little bit of research, man, my algorithm and my everything was just bang, 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 bang. But yeah, I've always heard, you know, all the horror stories of you have to wait without teeth for 6 months to a year. And, you know, they break and implants fail and all that stuff. So it's been a lot of years of listening to all the horror stories. I didn't want to go without my teeth for 6 months or a year. There was no, that wasn't an option. So I was always just band-aiding my teeth and getting new bridges and getting new flippers and doing all that stuff. And, you know, it's a technology that's progressed, you know, and it's progressed really fast. So through the years, you know, it's gotten better and better and better, just like anything. So when I first saw the teeth in 24 hours, obviously that's what set the light bulb off in my brain, you know, and that's what made me just go, wow, is this for real? You know, like it was hard to believe at first, you know, so bring it all together and new technology. I'm like, this is crazy. So obviously I had to go check this out and investigate, you know, and as soon as I walked through those doors in Nuvia, the energy and everything about it was just like, oh, wow. You know, I feel so comfortable, you know. I hope this is true because this place is amazing and the people were amazing and everyone I talked to and this and that. And, you know, and I was still really scared and nervous and, you know, had all these questions that I couldn't ask them because I just was just, you know, in a different world. So they kind of went over it and explained to me the process and took my CAT scan, said I had enough bone and did it, you know, everything was great. And so they were just like, yeah, you're a candidate and you're a candidate for top and bottom. And I'm like, well, you know, I'll just do the top for now. Cause I was still really, you know, not too sure about it. Cause I needed the top. I was missing all my teeth on the top pretty much. So it's like, I'm going to do the top and we'll see how it goes. I was so excited that it was actually available to get it in 24 hours, then I think that part was overcoming everything else, overbearing all the other stuff. Like, it was just like, this is really happening in 24 hours, you know, like I'm going to have surgery, implants, and teeth the next day. I mean, let's do it. But I walked into another establishment and then I just didn't get a good feeling. Just they were pushing me and pushing me and pushing me, and it was just weird. And as soon as I walked into Nuvia, it was a whole different story.
So I'm curious, you said, you know, you only got your upper arch done first, right? And you said it partially had to do with like, hey, I want to see kind of how this process works. So that's another big objection people have is like, is this too good to be true? Is getting your permanent teeth the next day a scam? So what would you tell yourself when you were, you know, in that moment, only getting one done? What would you tell yourself, like, about, is this real or not?
Well, I mean, like I said, when I did it, we didn't have the SmileMaker page and all this YouTube channels, and it was all just kind of, you know, coming out. And so I didn't have all that information. So my best advice would be to get on these pages, watch these YouTube videos, and get all that information, the information that wasn't there for me. Like I said, I was going to do the top only and then just kind of band-aid the bottom and see how the process worked and just kind of go with that. And man, I loved the top so much, and everything went so well that 6 months later, I was back in the chair getting the bottom done. It was just a no-brainer with cost and all the pain I'd have to go through in the future and you know, all the future costs and everything else. It's a no-brainer to do it. And plus, I loved the top so much, I was half happy. The bottom was still unhappy, and the top was super happy. So it was like, I'm eating and I'm enjoying the top half of my mouth and not enjoying the bottom half of my mouth. I just was like, no, this is crazy. What am I thinking? I'm doing the bottom too. The pain, you know, wasn't all that bad. It was totally manageable. The 4 months on the soft food was nothing. I learned a lot. You know, even like now, you look on these pages of people posting recipes and what you can eat. And well, we didn't have that. So it was, you know, I was like, soft food, oh my gosh, it's going to be take forever, 4 months living on protein shakes. But that's not the case. I mean, you can eat so much more. I mean, fish and pasta and just, there's just tons of food you can eat. So my second time around was a lot easier. But
I can imagine.
Do it all at once.
Well, it also goes to show, like, you obviously had a great experience where you felt comfortable, you felt safe, you actually got them in 24 hours, and that you wanted to do it again with the same company, right? Like,
well, which is huge for me because I have huge PTSD going to the dentist. Even if I go in for a cleaning or whatever, I'm like sweating and shaking. Like, I've had so many past traumatic experiences with bad dental work. And so it's, for me to go 6 months later, just jump back into that chair and go through that again is huge for me. And that's how amazing the experience was. You know, it's just, it's life-changing. And there's so much compassion and care that it was just, I can't compare it to anything else.
So for someone who's like asking, well, is Nuvia really legit? I've never heard of them. What would you tell them?
As far as being a super solid, knowledgeable, compassionate company, yes. I mean, like I said, I talked to other dentists that were going to do it, and went into another consultation and didn't feel comfortable. But Nuvia gave me that comfort, that took away that PTSD. And to this day, they still care about me and still reach out to me. And the compassion is the main thing. I mean, it's just, if you're not a candidate or your teeth are too healthy, they'll send you away. They're not in it for the money. You know, they're in it to help you. And that's what got me to where I am. You know, I felt like they wanted to help me. And that was a big thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of, you know, the money side of things, obviously that can be a big objection for people, a big concern. Why not get dentures? They're cheaper. Did you struggle with that? Or what would you tell somebody who maybe has those concerns about the cost? You know, what made you feel comfortable with doing it?
I did. And I even did like the Mexico consultation thing, looked into like going to Mexico and things like that out of the country. And then, but hey, what if something happens? Then what do? You got to go all the way back to Mexico to get it fixed, or got to find somebody here that's going to fix it that probably won't touch it because it's not their work. So there's a lot of factors involved in that. And it's like buying a car, you know, you're going to buy a used car with hundreds of thousands of miles on it, or you're going to spend a little extra money and get a car that's going to last you a long time and you're not going to have to worry about it. You know, I'm not one to spend money on myself. I take care of everybody else around me. So it was really hard to come to that. And that was part of the just doing the top only, is I only wanted to spend the money on the half just to get by, and I'll band-aid the bottom. But doing the math, it just wasn't in the book. So, I mean, yeah, it's it can be up there, you know, and some people have concerns with that. But I mean, I financed it. I make my payments and I just make it happen. You cut things out, you know, the payments aren't that bad, and you cut things out and don't splurge. And I don't eat out as much. I eat at home a lot more. I don't go to Starbucks every day. I don't, you know, I cut things out of my life, which in the long run are better for me anyways, you know, as healthy and keeping things out of my life that I didn't need. So you just got to make changes. You know, if you really want it, change and make it happen. You manifest it, you know.
And has there been any, you know, hitting costs down the line that you weren't told about, like, up front? Like, in these payments you said that you're making, like, is there more than you thought?
Nope. No hidden costs. It's, you know, what they gave me is what they gave me. I make my payment and we're good to go, you know. It's an amazing, amazing process. I love my teeth. I love my life. The things it's giving me, my health, my happiness, and my confidence, is you can't put a price on that.
I completely agree. And I know earlier you mentioned, you know, we didn't have the Smile Maker Club back in the day, but, and they also didn't have the dental implant cost guide that Nuvia has now too. So if someone is watching and you want to find out, you know, what this cost actually does look like, you can download that in the description below. But that's also another thing that probably would have been helpful for you, Dennis.
It would have been way helpful. You know, it's like I said, when I started, there was nothing. So there was not a lot of information for us.
Let's bring it back a little bit to, you know, when you had the surgery and you had this recovery period, a lot of people will have this fear about the pain, right, in recovery. So if someone is thinking, oh, well, it must be very painful, right? Especially because you mentioned, hey, you're getting your permanent teeth the next day. What would you say? Did you have this fear too? And what actually happened?
I did it twice. And I have extreme PTSD. The pain was no worse than like a root canal. And like, if you've ever had a root canal or any kind of anything major in your mouth like that, that pain, you know, lasts about 4 or 5 days, and it's just a dull, just kind of an irritating pain. You know, it's not worse than that for me anyways. I mean, everybody's different, but I wouldn't have done it twice if it was miserable. You know, if I couldn't have managed it, you know, the ice, the ibuprofen, you know, things like that, just keeping your head elevated and things like that. You just follow the directions and follow your doctor's orders.
Right.
I did it twice. So, I mean, that's huge for me. Like I said, like, it was so, that's why I did it so quick. It was 6 months later. I mean, I just passed my 4 month mark, and 2 months later, I was back in the chair. I had just gotten able to eat steak again and corn on the cob, and I was already back in the chair going through the 4 months again. So it's crazy, you know, but I did it because I loved it so much, and it was so manageable and easy to get through that, you know, hey, I was down for a week. You know, it was just like having that dull headache, just like, you know, it was just a little bit of a nuisance, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything I couldn't get through or manage, you know. I'd do it 3 times if I had another row of teeth.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so a couple more, you know, objections people might have is, hey, what if, you know, something ends up going wrong, or is this really reliable in the long run? So what would you say to them? And maybe talk about how long you've had your dental implants too, and what happens if something goes wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming up on 3 years, and I've had absolutely nothing go wrong. So, I mean, there's really nothing to talk about. I mean, the only thing is if I eat things like tortilla chips, and sometimes they'll poke my gums or something, and then I forget about it. And then the next day I feel this pain, and I like, my PTSD sets in. I'm like, oh my God, I have an infection in my mouth, and I'm freaking out. But it was, then I remember, oh, I was having tortilla chips, and I think they kind of scuffed my gums. That's the only thing that goes wrong in my mouth. It was because I love to eat all this cool stuff I wasn't able to eat before. As far as like any problems, nothing, zero. About zero problems, nothing.
2 separate surgeries, no problems.
Yeah. My agents check it, scan it, you're good. See you later, bye. You know, of course I hang out and loiter a lot, but I mean, Yeah, I mean, there's been nothing. I use a water pick, you know, every night. I'll use the whole water thing and just pick. Brush them every day, a couple times a day. I floss where I can get in, you know, I floss some spots and that's it. I mean, with my real teeth and everything else, it was so much work. I had a flipper, I had to take it out, I had to sew it, I had to do all these things. Clean my teeth, floss, like it was just such a huge pain. And these are just so much easier. And you know, yeah, my mirror in my bathroom, my sink looks terrible every day. I'll clean that a little bit more, but especially if I don't get my pick in right, it squirts all over me or anything. But I mean, it's a no-brainer.
And when it comes to food, I know you mentioned, you know, you can eat way more than you used to. So can you kind of talk about what it was like, what you could before getting them versus after?
Well, I mean, my main thing is the food tastes so much better. And I don't know if, I mean, well, because I used to have a lot of metal, a flipper that would hold my teeth together and stuff. So there's a metal on the roof of my mouth and there's a lot of taste buds in the roof of your mouth. So food tastes a lot better. I used to always be the first one done because I didn't chew my food very well because I couldn't, you know, I had this flipper in my mouth that would move and then food would get under it and hurt really bad, you know, and I'm sure it's the same thing as like dentures, that things get under it and they hurt. And so I was always just chew as quickly as I can and get it down. And so for me to enjoy food, why spend money to go enjoy food if I'm just, you know, the first one done, driving down, not as savoring the taste. So now I know, like, I cook my own food. I love to the spices and make these wonderful, savory tasting foods, you know? So it's, and I'm always the last one done. I was always the first one done before. Now I'm the last one done. My kid sits there on his phone waiting for me to be done with my food. And I'm like, it's going to be a while because I'm enjoying what I'm eating, you know? So,
it's an experience now.
You know, I can just rip everything apart and crunch anything. And it's amazing. And I take my time and I chew slow because I have, you know, at the beginning, your brain has to relearn what's in your mouth because these are totally different than when I had. I used to grind. So, you know, the teeth that I did have were grinded down pretty good. And then I had fake ones. And so my whole bite structure was different. So it takes a while for your brain to relearn what's in your mouth. At first, I was biting my lip and my tongue, and I was just getting really frustrated. And then I realized you can't eat like you used to. You know, I used to eat really fast. I just slowed down. I closed my lips. You know, I think about what I'm doing, and I don't bite my lip and tongue anymore. You know, it's nice and slow. And now I can eat fast without doing it because my brain's learned what's in my mouth.
Do your teeth feel kind of like a part of you now?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I had flipper. It took me a long time because I used to always talk, because I used to have to pop my flipper out all the time. And anytime I would be like, there'd be a little piece of food like up in my like gum right there where it touches the roof of my mouth, I'd be like, go to pop it out. And it took me so long to get rid of that habit of like popping my flipper out to clean it out. Cause anytime I'd eat, I'd have to clean that flipper. And so that was a challenging one. I mean, it was just all the time. I'm like, it was kind of frustrating, but I had that flipper for so long, you know, so that was just a routine. It was, I guess, probably like smoking a cigarette, you know, you just have that habit. But now I don't even think about my teeth anymore. You know, I think about how good they look when people like look at me and I'm like, oh, because before they look at me and like something's up, you know, but they're just a part of me now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just looking at you, I would have never guessed or known that you would have got this done. So I mean, that says something as well. Like, they look stunning.
Yeah, that's why I kind of keep it to myself, and the people don't need to know. Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of people know in the community in Nuvia because I post a lot on SmileMaker and try to help people through that, but. I mean, if you see me on the streets, I get compliments all the time, you know, man, you have great teeth. Or, you know, I had somebody come into work, and there's a lot of employees, over 100 employees where I work. And so one person came in and said, hey, I really need to talk to the one guy with the great smile, blah, blah, blah. And my supervisor knew exactly who they were talking about and came straight to me. And it was me, you know. So it's out there. My smile's out there and people love it. And I love it.
And how does that make you feel, like now being kind of known for your smile?
It's amazing. I've never had that before, you know. So, I mean, I take it. You know, I go out of my way to smile. Like, you know, if I walk into somewhere, I smile, hi, you know, I show my teeth. I'm not just like, hey, how's it going? You know, head down, don't care. But now I'm head up, smiling, people walking by, you know, I'm always talking to people. My confidence is way up. It's amazing because my teeth used to move with that flipper. They would like jiggle and stuff. And, you know, I guess like it probably like a denture too, but yeah, it was horrible. So I'd always have to like press my lips up against it to hold it tight while I talked. So I probably looked kind of funny, but now I just go free now and do whatever I want. There was no confidence before, but now there is.
You deserve that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we just have a couple more questions, Dennis, but this one is a little tricky. You know, sometimes people who are looking to get this done, maybe a family member, a friend, will tell them, well, we love you just the way you are. Don't change, you know. But I think when it comes down to it, people like you, there's much more issues going on than just the teeth, the look of the teeth itself, right? What more comes with this? It's not just a smile, right?
No, it's... I go to Mexico and meet some friends every year and we hang out. And the year after I got this done, the trip after I got this done, I was down there and we all meet at this restaurant. And my friend was that I've grown up with since we were little. It was just like, there's something different about you. And I'm like, what? I don't know. It's me, you know? And I actually didn't even think about it. I was just being me, you know, and she's just like, no, there's something different. You're way different. And, you know, after a while and talking and I was like, oh, it's probably my teeth. And we started talking about the what I just went through. And she's like, that's gotta be it. Cause you're just like so happy and you have this new aura about you. And you're just like carefree and smiling and just laughing. And I'm like, yeah, it's the new me. And so that kind of stuck into my head. That story's always there. And even my son's happier that I've done it because I'm happier, you know? And so my family's happier. Everyone around me's happier. It's not just for me. It's for everybody that's involved in my life because they're all happier because I'm happy. And I can have more fun and more confidence and be the person that I like to be. And not miserable and depressed and hiding myself anymore, you know? So yeah, there's a lot more involved than just getting a pretty smile.
Wow, I love that. And I know you've shared that before, but it is so true because it does affect everybody. When one person is down and then gets lifted up, like that's a
ripple effect.
Yeah, ripple effect, you know?
It's every day now, you know, it's not just like, oh, I'm happy one day and then depressed 5 days. It's just every day. I've changed. I'm a new person, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I have ups and downs like everybody else, but that's a huge thing off my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't have to deal with going to the dentist, sitting in the chair, drills in my mouth, shots in my mouth. You know, that's a huge thing for me. And knowing I don't have to do that is amazing. So yeah, it's a huge, like I always say, it's like Santa, life is like Santa Claus. You know, you have this big bag of stuff on your shoulders and the more presents you can hand out, the happier you are, you know?
Oh.
So I hand out all that stuff out and I'm done, you know, like that's, my bag is so much lighter now. It's amazing.
I love that. I've never heard that one before. That is good. Well, what about your health as well? Because I know, you know, having infections and stuff going on in your mouth can also affect your health and other parts of your body. Did you feel a difference in that way as well?
Yeah. I mean, I used to get really bad headaches, you know, and all the pain in the mouth and the the bad breath, you know, with the infections and stuff in your mouth all the time, and just feeling down, you know, and I'm sure the stress of having an infection in your mouth and having to, you know, with, for me, I have, you know, like I said, I had the extreme PTSD. So it was knowing I have to go to the dentist and stressing out so bad on that for however long and not wanting to go and not wanting to take care of what's going on in my mouth because I don't want to go to the dentist and getting worse. And, you know, I was traveling across the country one time and had to fly home because of a tooth, you know, that abscessed. And it was, you know, ruined half my trip, you know. And so the health is a big thing, you know. I just went out hiking today and having a great time and not a worry in the world, you know. And so it's a huge difference, you know. Before it was like, no, I have a headache, I have a migraine, my mouth hurts, or you know, I'd sit at home depressed because I got to go to the dentist, you know, so, and just wondering what I'm going to do. And yeah, it was horrible, horrible, horrible. But yeah, your health, like I can breathe, like my sinuses are clear all the time. My head, I don't have migraines anymore. No more headaches. Like it's no more sensations in my mouth, you know, like hot and cold. And yeah, I mean, it's complete 180.
I can see why you would say I would do it a third time if I had a third row.
Yeah. Teeth. I mean, I'd do it like if I was a shark and had all them teeth, I'd be doing them all.
Oh, my goodness. Well, to wrap this up, Dennis, when would you tell somebody who who's listening right now who might have these objections or people are telling them, oh, hey, it's going to be too expensive. It's going to be really painful. Like, what's some advice you would give to them?
Well, first of all, I'd say it's your choice. Second of all, invest in yourself, because not only are you investing in yourself, you're investing in everyone around you, your wife or husband or whatever is telling you not to do it. Just realize that you're happy, they're going to be happy once you do it. And if it's money, you know, find a way, cut things out. There's ways to do it, finance it, make it happen. Pain wise, like I said, I did it twice. Totally manageable. It's pretty much a no-brainer. If you are watching this or listening to this podcast, you're obviously in need of these teeth. You need this badly because you wouldn't be sitting here listening to this. So just do it all. Get it over with. Get it done. Be the new person you need to be, because you will be a new person. Like the stories I was just saying about people noticing my new aura, and I didn't even really realize what was going on. So it does change you, and it changes you for the good, and it helps you get through life healthier for sure. Definitely go to the consultation, because the compassion and the caringness of these people and these employees of Nuvia is just, you can't put a price on it.
Well, thank you, Dennis, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Again, for those watching, if you're curious about what this could cost you, make sure to download the dental implant cost guide in the description below. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or a review goes a long way in helping others find it too.